This is going to be the dumbest show you ever seen in your whole life up here. I guarantee going to tell you that right there. But me and my buddy was drinking the other day. He said we had no place to go. He was drinking in the house. He said, well, let's go to that bar over there. I said, that's a gay bar. I ain't going in there. He said, why? They got $3 pitchers. I'm like, yeah, and they got $4 catchers. I ain't going in there. Good Lord, a fanny pack's a verb in there, for God's sake. I ain't going in there.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
That's good. You're looking good this week.
Oh, well, thank you.
How's your pain level?
In my blue and gray?
This is blue and gray clothes day.
That's right. Except yours probably smell better than mine. Hey, hang on. Let me get a sniff. Yeah, you smell a little better than me.
I don't understand.
No, I went through a thing where I put the shirt on, which is clean and freshly washed, but when I do the laundry sometimes, I forget that there's stuff in the washer for a little while. Go put them in the dryer, and then you take them out, and they don't smell like they should, because they sat in the washer a little bit too long. You know?
Like, what's a little bit too long? I'm kind of curious.
Well, like a couple days.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, a couple days.
Oh, then that's mold.
Or at least overnight. Well, yeah, mildly moldy.
Okay.
Mildly moldy. I don't know. Yeah, a little bit. I have to say that it does a little bit. That's my bad. Atlanta freaks out on me when I do that.
I got a friend who lives out in the county, and his water, there's something really wrong with his water. He lives
oh,
out
really?
In Jeanette's Creek. And his clothes.
And why does you or anyone call a creek a crick? I'm just wondering. That's a hick thing.
Cause I was just
or is that a heek?
I was just listening to that cable guy.
Oh, yeah. Larry the Cable Guy intro.
So I call it a crick, Jeanette's crick. I don't know. That's a good question.
And why you call Jeanette? Why you call Janet Jeanette?
It is.
That's right. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
The big long word. Yeah. But what are you up to this week? Anything much?
Just the usual heavy duty work load, like a dog. And mostly the rolling on thing. I've been busy at that. We're getting ready to launch our. Rolling on Detroit, Rod Pod, the Rolling on Detroit podcast, video podcast, I might add. Just got the RSS feed pretty much complete and ready to rock and roll. There's no episode done yet, but I want to get a jump on some of that stuff. But it's being edited right now. So
the first episode?
First episode, yeah.
Or you guys have pilots of those?
Pilots of?
Podcasts.
No.
No.
Oh, no, no. That'll be a real episode, but these first episodes are like behind-the-scenes meetings kind of things. I'm waiting for a little more content right now. As longer I can wait, the better, but within the next few weeks, we should see the first episode. And I've got like four in the can right now. Had to get a jump on all that. Probably monthly releases, though.
Oh, well, then you're all set.
Yeah, for months.
That's good.
The rest of my life, probably.
That's the way that you you do your thing. That's the way you roll.
That's the way I roll.
Lynn on Detroit.
Yeah. Dot com. What's going on over here? A lot of driving happening with the kids there?
No.
Does Jonas take Eric and go cruising?
Cruising to school.
Okay. Oh, they go to school? That you let them drive to school? Like, well, you got two vehicles, so.
Yep. Yeah, so I was off this week again, laid off. A little part shortage again.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah.
So, yeah, there's vehicles available.
What about this coming week? You going back?
I'm going back, yeah. For at least a few days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I'm not sure what the deal is with the suppliers. And then, well, we can get into the other thing that I was going to talk about in the actual news when we will go over to the newsroom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I left my news sheet over there.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, here we are in the newsroom. The thing that I wanted to mention before was the Toyota fiasco with their gas pedals. Have you heard anything?
Yeah. 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 And parts were shipped now, I guess, to
assembly plants.
To fix that. To assembly plants.
Yeah, they're not sending
not dealers?
Out. They're not sending them out to the dealers yet.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they want to make sure that the car is the next car.
They want to make sure a few more people get killed before they...
Well, that's a problem. I know. I realize that. And there's imagine being a customer and worrying about that.
It should just went out to everybody. It's the same thing. Got to go to the same... You know what I mean? Why would they not send to the dealers for the repairs? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they can only make so many of whatever they're doing to fix the problem. At, you know, and I assume that they're going to send it out to all the affected assembly plants, and there's got to be a few assembly plants.
Sure.
There's 8 different vehicles that are affected by this problem.
And some are from the big 3. Was it a GM vehicle? Is affected. I think at least one a GM vehicle that Toyota made
of. What are you talking about?
It's not only for only Toyota vehicles.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, there's other product that is affected by this that Toyota makes or something. Or there's a GM product that is made by Toyota or something, I think, or has Toyota parts from them, and it's affected by this.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that in the news, so.
All right. Obviously, Big JD knows more than I do. But
something was outsourced.
Well, everything's outsourced as far as parts go in terms of assembly plant stuff. Yeah. But yeah, but it's possible that there are some parts that go on one car for one company could go on another car. As long as the designers of the car, you know, said, okay, well, we can just use any one of those kind of thing, mm-hmm. whatever that part happens to be. But the fact that they want to send the parts to the assembly plants first, because I assume they want to continue building cars. That's their main, they don't care about the people. It sounds like they just want to make sure that the next cars they build are going to be non-faulty.
Yep.
So they're going to build some cars with these new parts, do some testing. I don't know how you test for it, you know, because they sell millions of cars a year. And there's only so many of these accidents that happen. The cars accelerate, unintentional acceleration is what it's called, and you know there's too many of them, whatever, thousands of incidents of this happening. But you know, let's say there's 2,000 incidents, which is a lot, but compared to 7 million cars they sell in 1 year, it's very small. But you can't put up with even, there's a certain amount that, of those kind of defects that you can put up with. Let's say it's 200 or whatever. You know, they do the math on that. Okay, we can pay off so many people for having default parts that killed people. But once it gets past a certain number, we can't live with that number anymore. So we have to actually do something about it. So they had a recall once the number got so big. But then eventually they realized that the recall was only putting a part on there that wasn't actually fixing the problem. I thought the GM thing was that GM was helping Toyota fix their part.
I'm pretty sure that what I heard in the news that was there was a GM vehicle that was either somehow is made by Toyota or using Toyota parts or something.
Okay.
So.
Because now that you mentioned GM thing, I do remember reading something about GM, and I thought it was that GM was actually working on the problem with Toyota.
Yeah, somebody let us know.
No, we're letting people know. We're in the know here.
Yeah, well.
That's why they come here, to get all their news. I want to listen to the news. I'm going to listen to Big JD and Lippo on Sunday morning.
The huge leap forward for stem cell research, scientists at Stanford University School of Medicine may have taken the controversy out of the entire field of stem cell research in a paper published online in the journal Nature. They report that they were able to transform mouse skin. That's what they say too. Mouse skin, not mice skin. Mouse skin, I guess. Cells directly into functioning nerve cells without needing to go through a stem cell stage first. You want me to break that down for you?
Yeah, I don't know the ramifications of that.
Somehow they're able to skip some stage in this whole stem cell process for growing new things, I guess. They accomplished this by applying just 3 genes to the skin cells in a laboratory dish, and the entire process took just a week and worked about 20% of the time. And I don't know how great is that if it works only 20% of the time.
That's not great at all.
It's, you know, does that really mean that they're actually on their way to something?
It may mean they're on their way to something. I'm not sure what the success rate has to be before they continue on along that same path.
Well, they're now trying the same experiments using human cells. So somehow it sounds to me like they're not having to use all the genes they would in the stem cell stage, and it's still growing what it needs to, I guess, or something. I don't know, but some leap forward. Apparently.
In stem cell research.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Well.
What do you think about stem cell research? That's a show right there, I think.
Sure is. I watched Surrogates last night. Did you see that yet?
Oh, the movie with Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
You have seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that has nothing to do with stem cell, but basically you stay in your house and you let your surrogate live your life for you.
Wild story, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a story that you have to wrap your head around for mm-hmm. a little while, because you realize that everybody who's out on the street who's in the movie isn't really their real self, that person is actually sitting in a bed or in a chair or whatever they sit in. They actually called something, a strap station or something, and they put these things on her eyes and a headgear, and then they control the activities of their surrogate. And the thing is, what that caused is that everybody makes their surrogate look beautiful or nice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extension of themselves, but it's never really what they actually look like. So it's all you have on the street is beautiful people. Only good looking people out in the world.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. So if you actually went out without a surrogate, you stick out a lot. Like the fact you're not a surrogate is
right.
Like,
yeah.
Because you would never make an overweight, non-shaven, no haircut.
Yeah, they're perfect.
They're perfect in every way. No, that's all. That's all I was going to say about the stem cell research. The time is 11:20.
That was perfect. How about a fight over American Idol leading to brutal stabbing?
What and did Paul Abdul stab somebody? I want to be back on the show.
And you thought Simon Cowell was the one with the killer put downs. A Florida woman took an argument over the hit TV show American Idol a little too far when she brutally stabbed and scalded her boyfriend. Police in St. Petersburg arrested Cynthia Bettis Ware, and she's 52 years old, on the charge of first degree attempted murder after she stabbed her boyfriend, Kevin Johnson, 47 years old, 7 times before scalding him with a cup of hot chocolate. And the fight took place at a motel. Watch an Idol at a motel. Well, I guess which the couple lists as their address. I guess an argument ensued over something on American Idol, and she stabbed the guy to death. Yeah.
I thought it was something that
5 times in the back, twice in the chest.
Wow.
They began arguing over something that happened on the show, and it doesn't really say anything further than that, but that's crazy.
That's some crazy shite.
Isn't it?
Sure. We're having an issue with the Nicecast keeps kicking us off every once in a while. I just loaded us back up again, but obviously nobody was listening there for a little bit, and where the heck's the Jabbercast? But anyway, I'll have to keep an eye on that and see what the deal is. I have to think it's the wireless thing, and it isn't digging wireless for some reason. The connection drops. Something to do with internet-based stuff. Amazon Incorporated has removed all ebook titles published by Macmillan from Amazon and its Kindle e-reader site in a battle over pricing.
Wow.
The move follows this week's launch of Apple's Incorporated's new iPad device, which is expected to shake up the publishing industry by competing directly with Amazon's Kindle Reader and by enabling publishers to set their own retail prices on their books.
So Apple's going to scoop them up.
Well, that's the deal. Apple's going to give the publishers the same deal as they give.
So who wanted the cheaper price? Who wanted more?
Amazon. You know? Amazon takes 70 and gives the publishers 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Apple does the opposite. They take 30 for their trouble, and
they're the new monopolization.
Who is
in the technical world?
Apple.
Yeah.
And we might have a story later on in the tech talk about Apple.
We sure do. Yep. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's just a sign of things to come.
So what's the show on today?
That was dreamy.
Wasn't it? It was actually called something dreamy, I think, if I could find it again. Super dreamy.
Super dreamy.
Super dreamy wave.
So today we're talking about gays.
Yeah, we are.
For, I know, the majority of my life, the first part of my life, gays were looked upon as abominations and freaks and what have you. Like, they're not acceptable members of society.
I'm sure it still is by a lot of people.
Oh, by a lot of people it is, but I'm saying, in general, that's just the way it was thought of.
Yeah.
You wouldn't openly admit you were gay.
But then again, way back in the day, I think it was normal practice, too, at some point.
Say what?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about, you know, at strictly a Bible time, but then getting into later time with the time of knights and castles and things like that, I think there was things going on, you know what I mean?
I have to think in those times, yes.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. The whole gay thing was not hidden from anybody.
No, and I think it just was some kind of a normal thing at the time.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
And then again, somewhere along the line, that changed again.
Right.
How do you think it's looked upon now? I think it's frowned upon by a lot, but then a lot it's not. I think it's become sort of commonplace as well. And then I think there's the social factor. It seems that a lot of young people seem to just think it's cool to be like that.
Think it's cool?
Yeah, somehow. It's especially young girls, I think. They just think it's cool to like another girl. It's you know, a social thing, like I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I know. Well,
that's
not,
what I see
I
occasionally.
I don't want to take it to where you weren't going, but because I don't know if I even wanted to touch on this while we're before we actually got into the whole what makes a person gay and what you know. People are, in my opinion, people are just born that way and they have a...
Well, right. But what about the people that aren't born that way and they think it's, they want to be like that.
They want to have like lesbians.
They think it's cool to, you know, hold hands and kiss another girl or girlfriend and think it's like, you know, people will look at it in some cool way or guys will, you know, in school kind of thing, high school and... younger than that, even a little bit, I think.
So they're playing with it, in other words.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happens. Yeah.
But later on in life, they'll actually get married to a man.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's interesting, and I'm kind of glad stuff like that's happening.
Why?
I don't think that your sexuality should have any inhibitions imposed on you by society.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that it's fun and it's cool to do this and you feel comfortable doing it, you know, as a teenage girl or, you know.
Or a teenage boy.
Or teenage boy, whatever, yeah. You
so
just mentioned a girl.
If you're, one of your sons experimented with homosexuality, would that be okay?
Sure, if that's what he wants to do. I'm not going to go say, no, you can't do that. It'd be the same as me saying, no, you can't have a girlfriend. I'm not going to say that. So I never felt that way. I think, well, here's what I was not going to say something like this, but I think that everybody is born with some leaning towards having, you know, a man has some feminine and stuff inside of him. And what's that called? Estrogen.
Yeah.
So we produce a certain amount of estrogen. Some men don't produce any at all.
Is that true?
What?
That some don't produce any estrogen?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
And then there's men who produce a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's those hormones that are in you that, you know, make you feel a certain way towards the opposite sex or maybe the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or animals.
And I think during during that earlier time in your life, the hormone thing is, it's not really set in stone yet. Your hormone levels change from producing basically zero hormones, no estrogen and no
testosterone.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you start shooting stuff out, your hormones, for one thing, your brain's got to get in touch with what's going on, which often is hard, and you feel conflicted or whatever, you know, you're confused or awkward or whatever. And eventually, I think once your body matures to the point where it's going to be for the rest of its life or most of its adult life, then you're set in something. But there's that turmoil period in there where your hormones are doing stuff, and kids don't understand what's going on, and some go with the flow, some sit in their room because they're afraid to go out and be ashamed of themselves or whatever, you know.
So what homosexuality actually is a romantic or sexual attraction or behavior among members of the same sex. Is it normal?
Yeah, I think it's normal in any
maybe to some degree, but were people and animals made to be attracted to a member of the same sex? I don't think that's the case.
Well, no, that's not the design.
So then could you go as far as to say that it's actually something wrong? Something is, you know, unbalanced or not right in a person that is gay?
I think it goes against the design of procreation, you know. So, you know, as humans, we feel the need to make more humans so we can make the species survive. But in that sense only, I think it's wrong. It will never, you know, you're going against, if everybody was like that, then we wouldn't die off.
Right. If somebody's gay, do you think that they would think, or were they right or wrong in thinking that it's not the way we were made to be, but this is the way I feel?
Right.
I don't think it's always a choice. I think it's a choice. People will be born that way. And then I guess that's normal, wouldn't it be? If you were born with whatever that is, then that would be normal for you, wouldn't it not?
Well, it's normal for you. Yeah. This is the way it's supposed to be. I feel comfortable with this sexual leaning. And I, as far as, you know, there's so many humans on Earth, there's whatever, 6-7 million of us here. We're not all going to be born with the same leaning towards, you know, all men are going to like women to a degree. But then there's some men out there who aren't attracted to women, but they're not attracted to men either. They have a small leaning towards, I would like
animals.
There's that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's always going to be they're not going to be the majority ever, because that's not in the design of humans.
But, and those are the guys that just don't date anybody, don't get married, don't have a relationship or anything. Because exactly. They're just not interested.
Right. Exactly. I couldn't live with
And that's normal for them.
Exactly. And we don't frown upon that. No, I know a lot of bachelors myself. For some reason, my life is filled with a bunch of guys who haven't hooked up. But our bass player is a good example, but he's just recently, I think like a few months, about 6 months ago this past summer that just went by, he finally got a girlfriend. I've known Leo since I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. So 25 years and one girlfriend. So,
wow.
I don't know. Is that just shyness, or did he just coming around, or he just, what? I have no idea.
Wasn't sure what way he wanted to go, maybe?
I don't know. I think we've actually brought up that topic. We asked him, you know. If you are gay, don't, it's not going
to tell us, because, you know, we have to get somebody new. No,
no,
I'm kidding.
We never say that. And the funny thing is, it was right after he lost his job. He was unemployed for like a little while, and all of a sudden he hooked up. Maybe he's only with her for the money.
Hey, I'm out of work right now. I better get a girlfriend. Somebody working, preferably.
Now he's thinking.
Or boyfriend, or whatever the case may be.
Whatever the case may be.
So let's talk about same-sex marriage, or so-called gay marriage.
Yep.
That's a legally or socially recognized marriage between two persons of the same biological sex or social gender.
Yes.
Are animals included? No.
Animals cannot get married. That was a good question. I wanted to bring up the whole gay animal thing.
The gay animal thing?
Yeah.
If animals are gay?
Yeah. Do we know that?
I don't know if we know that, but I think that... sometimes animals may make mistakes and so forth. I don't know how that works exactly. Or, you know, ghost male dog sniffing around another male dog that doesn't mind him sniffing around him or something, or try and hump one. Or
I think all dogs sniff the butt.
Yeah.
I know cats do. We got two cats here. One cat goes outside and one comes
in. Are they males?
They're one of each.
Oh, that's maybe a little different, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that I don't know that animals have that know whether one thing or the other. I mean, their instinct probably is to know, you know, what they're supposed to do for mating. But I think that they just do things without knowing or thinking, probably in some cases, maybe.
That's a good point. The whole instinct thing. That's what it is with humans. It's their instinct. I mean, that's what sex is all about, really. It's an instinct.
Well, that's instilled in our makeup.
Right.
That's instinct to be with the same sex, I think.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a gay person,
it would be so confused.
In a gay person, it would definitely be the instinct to be with the same sex.
What do you think about gay marriage? I'm all for it.
Sure. You want to get married?
Okay. Do you have benefits?
You weren't asking me.
Fringe or otherwise?
Damn it.
I think that I think it's absolutely fine. And I think for them to adopt kids and all that, I don't see anything wrong with any of that, honestly, myself.
No, why would
a good parent is a good parent.
That's right. There's a lot of opposite sex marriages and they have kids and neither of them are good parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
So usually the whole parenting thing is even magnified even more. So you think, all right, I'm in a same-sex marriage and I want to have kids. I got to be even a better parent than, I mean, I have to focus really hard on making sure that everything works out right for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't let my same-sex marriage affect this child negatively in any way. You'd have to think that's got to be at the back of your mind somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah. At least that's what I would think. But same-sex marriage is... It's still in the States, I know. In some states, it comes into being in some cities, and then a state law will come out and abolish it, and then the federal government... I'm not sure what they have to say about that. Oh, they can't say anything about it, because states have the say in marriage, I believe, in America. But in Ontario, you can get married.
Sure, anybody can get married in Ontario.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is it? I'm not sure what about the other provinces.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either, but...
Damn, I wish we had the internet here. Oh, wait a minute.
We do have the internet. We're going to come back with some gay stereotypes as well. It's just a phase.
Is it?
What do you think about that?
That's just a
somebody
phase.
Says it's just a phase that's that city. They're going through. I think that's true for some young people that just think it's, you know, socially cool. You know, I go to parties and drink and stuff and then start kissing with their girlfriend, a girl with her girlfriend or something, and, you know, walk around holding hands just so that people look at them and think whatever they want to think, or, you know, the attraction. The attraction they know that it has to boys or something.
You like our cat?
I don't mind your cats.
You call them over.
All gay men will die of AIDS. What do you think about that?
Well, I think AIDS is going to be cured within the next 10 years.
Well, that'd be awesome.
But unfortunately...
Then I'm in.
No, and then I think some other disease is going to come around and take its place, because there's advantages to certain parties, pharmaceutical companies, governments, and other military type...
For there not to be a cure be something else to take its place.
Right.
Sure.
So I think eventually AIDS will get cured and then something else will come in and there'll be some other scourge upon the earth. Because I think by now AIDS should have been cured myself. And I think there is a cure out there, but...
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's cures for cancer as well. Many types of them.
You'd have to think that there's some better treatment than what's going on. But I'm not sure what the advantage of the cancer thing is, but I suppose...
The advantage of a cancer cure?
No, the advantage of cancer to, let's say, pharmaceutical companies or...
Hospitals, keeps everybody working.
Yeah, there's a cancer center.
It does a lot of things, and plus population control to some degree. What about the gay myth of gay men only being concerned with sex? It's not always only about the sex.
No. From what I understand about young gay men... They seem to be more slutty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll hook up more readily in a gay bar with a guy and just have sex, you know, in the car, in the parking lot, in the bathroom or whatever. And they'll just, you know, they'll do whatever they do just with whoever, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would think that some of that would stem from the fact that they're not mature enough for the relationship yet, and to know maybe where and how to establish something more meaningful, you know, exactly. As opposed to, you know, I'm gay and I have to have gay sex and, you know, I can't wait or I can't start a relationship or where am I going to start a relationship with somebody? I just have to go to a place where everybody's the same as me and do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Whereas I don't think that's the case with women. When women go to a bar or whatever, a club, I don't think they're just hooking up, you know, in the parking lot or whatever. I mean, there's
somewhere with men, I think there's still that animal instinct, you know, and with women, it doesn't seem to be that, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
With guys, it's, I would say testosterone, but
I got to release my seed right now.
Gay testosterone.
Sure.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Which is something a little different than regular testosterone, yet not estrogen.
Right.
And it makes a man on the more aggressive side. They want to have sex.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman, you know, want to meet somebody and be with them.
Yes.
You know,
that's what makes men different from women. That's for sure.
What about all gay men being feminine? The myth of that all gay men are feminine.
Obviously, that's not true. I've come across some interesting stuff in my research about, you know, there's the bear guys, mm-hmm. you know, the guys who are burly and
right. gay. Sure.
And usually there's only one of
those. I've fooled everybody.
There's usually only one of those in a relationship. Usually a bear guy will just get a regular guy. Those guys don't usually go for the nice guys, you know. Whereas the nice guys usually go for someone who's in the middle as well. They could be mistaken for a heterosexual man.
How about someone made him gay? Can somebody make you gay?
No, that can't happen. There's too many things I could say there.
Studies have shown that being gay is not directly related to one's environment. For instance,
really,
many mothers in retrospect regret being too close to their sons, thinking that is what made them gay. However, the relationship with their child had little to do with them being gay. Homosexuals are born, not made. Research continues in an effort to find the source of homosexuality, but blaming oneself or environment is not the answer.
No.
Environment. And they, but yet in here they say blaming. Is that right even? To
no,
blame?
There's no blame.
There's no blame.
It's like I made you a cup of tea. You better blame me for that.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any blame. I mean, it's...
Blaming?
Should a mother think that it's wrong? Not necessarily.
No.
Gay men can't get married or have children. And we just discussed that, basically. It's not necessarily a myth because of same-sex marriage now and the right to adopt, I guess.
Right.
So.
I think there's a lot of parents who were... Or I should say potential parents, gay... Same-sex marriage parents, potential parents, were looking to places like Haiti and other third world countries where adoption seems to be a little easier because mm-hmm. of the high rate of the amount of kids that are in orphan. What do they call a place where orphans are?
Orphanage.
Orphanage. Thank mm-hmm. you. And I think with the hurricane in Haiti, a lot of these adoptions are being expedited to get those kids out of there and into, you know, where they're at is obviously no better than them being in a healthy home with a same-sex couple.
How about going over a few gay terms?
Gay terms
like lesbian, gay, bisexual, LGBTQ.
What's that?
LGBTQ.
Yeah,
that is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and/or questioning queer.
Okay.
And these letters are seen in sometimes in a different order, but they refer to the gay alphabet that takes the first letter of each gender identity a person may select, such as those different words. And so you'll see that used in a lot of text here and there. Bisexual is a person who has an affectional, emotional, romantic, and sexual attraction to men and women. Degree of preference and choice of primary relationship partner varies for each bisexual. So that's somebody who swings both ways. You might have heard that term.
Right.
A lesbian is, this is one of the oldest and most positive terms that labels the affectional or sexual preference or orientation of women towards other women. A lesbian. Some of them prefer to call themselves lesbians rather than use the term gay, because sometimes that refers to men, but gay seems to be more broad nowadays. You know what I mean? It can be for a woman or a man.
For sure.
Just to term what that is.
Exactly. There's gay pride parades.
Sure.
Gay pride weekends. And like you go to Toronto for the gay pride thing. It's a huge thing. It's like, the buskers coming to Windsor, you know?
We should have went to one of those as research for the show.
Well, there wasn't one recently, so they usually have them in the summer.
Heterosexual.
I'm a hetero.
And I don't even know what that is. What is that? That word, I'm not sure what it is.
Heterosexual, that's normal. That's normal. Stop.
Coming out.
It's coming out.
A clinical and technical term that is not generally used by lesbians, by lesbian and gay people, or their community. I'm talking about something totally different. An ever-evolving process of self-acceptance and integration of one's sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the closet, one would say.
Yes.
So it's basically letting the world know that you're gay.
Right. And being okay with it.
And that's similar to being out or out of the closet, which means just that publicly letting the world know, or your family or friends or,
Letting your family know doesn't necessarily mean you're out of the closet. You let your family know.
That's true, right. Outed is another term that's associated with that.
Somebody has outed you.
Yeah. Out by another person actually outing you.
Yes. That's got to be horrible, if you ask me, though. You know, you're
living with that and not being able to come out.
We live normally. I mean, geez.
How about homophobia?
Yes.
A lot of people are homophobics, and that's the fear, hatred, or intolerance of lesbians, gay men, or any behavior that is outside the boundaries of traditional gender roles.
Gender roles.
Can be manifested out of fear of association with lesbian or gay people, or being perceived as lesbian or gay. And homophobic behavior can range from telling jokes about lesbian and gay people to physical violence against people thought to be lesbian or gay.
Yes.
Which is all wrong.
It is all wrong. And I think it stems from even way back in the way when, like at the beginning of the 20th century, like women had a place in society. And it was a very limited place, you know. It was in the kitchen or, you know, a lot of women were discouraged from going out and earning a living for themselves. So when you bring in, you know, and then eventually they earn their whatever status as, you know, equal parts of humanity. I think then you add in the whole thing that you're a lesbian or besides. I think that same mindset is there. The man or the priest or the men in town always thought the women, this is where they belong. This is what they should be doing.
Right.
So I think that whole mentality is just carried forward towards lesbian women. That's just my opinion.
Queer, originally a derogatory label used to insult lesbians, gay people, or to intimidate and offend heterosexuals.
Right.
And more recently, though, this term has been reclaimed by some lesbians and gay men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I guess, not so bad now.
No.
The TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and they use the word queer.
Yeah.
And some of them will say, I'm queer, and I'm proud.
Do you remember being in grade school and, you know, kids?
I remember even being queer. In grade school? Yeah, you're queer. Rainbow flag, like you mentioned.
But queer, though, it was meant to, you were just a little off, a little strange. Ooh, that's queer. You know, people would say if something was out of sorts or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what it meant originally. And then it turned into, because the person might have been a little off, they started calling him queer.
Exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
excuse me. Artist Gilbert Baker first proposed the rainbow flag as a symbol for the 1978 San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade. And volunteers hand-dyed and hand-stitched two huge flags out of organically grown cotton.
Cotton.
Cotton. That's the rainbow flag.
Nice. And that's flown at every gay parade.
And a mile-long rainbow flag weighing over 7,000 pounds was carried by over 10,000 people as part of the 1994 New York City Pride Parade, marking the 25th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion.
Are you stonewalling me?
Jackson.
Well, Stonewall Jackson, yeah.
A transsexual person who...
who's we've already talked about that, didn't we?
Transsexual?
Yeah.
Bisexual.
Okay.
Gender identity is other than their biological sex. That's actual. I think transsexual is something. Is actually their anatomy is like changed. You know what I mean? Person may wish to change their anatomy to become more congruent with their self perception. So, a transvestite is often a person who may achieve sexual pleasure through the use of clothing or personal adornments of the other gender, usually. Like to dress up and you know.
Is there? I guess there are some female transvestites. You don't see those as often. I mean, you don't hear of them as often. Women who dress up as men.
Well, you know, and some that don't necessarily do it on purpose. They're more butchy maybe and wear guy clothes or guy suits. You know, they're a lot like that and that aren't trying to wear, you know, as flamboyant as what we think a transvestite is. All done up with the big feathers around them, maybe performing in clubs and, you know, really going at it.
Going at it.
And something, drag, that's dressing in the clothing of the opposite biological sex or in a manner different than how one will usually dress. And drag is often theatrical. So yes. That's, I think, more along the lines of what I was thinking. And then there's the cross-dresser, which is a person who dresses in the clothing of the opposite biological sex. And cross-dressers generally want to relate as and be accepted as a person of the gender they are presenting.
Right.
So, there's a lot of different terms there for you.
Just in case you were confused.
Hello?
Hello, Cristal.
What's this?
This is a friend. Listen, I was told to call you.
Okay.
For a modeling job.
Yes.
I want to show you my goods.
You really do?
Yes, I want to come in and just give it all. I want to show you what I'm capable of.
Oh, excellent. Really, fantastic. Why don't you just come in, okay? I'll give you the address. How tall are you?
Pardon?
How tall are you?
Oh, I'm approximately 6'1".
Oh, wow. Excellent. Have you ever done runway?
Runway is just old hat to me, sweetheart. Let me tell you what I really do. I soak myself in lamp oil, and then I burn myself in front of the crowd. It works, honey. Listen, it works.
It's gonna be appropriate.
Oh, it's appropriate. People love it. The people love it.
How many times have you?
Well, I've burnt myself several times. I'm only scarred about the face and breast, chest, neck, and head. It's not too bad, but other than that, I look fine. A little makeup conceals everything.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all at the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and
by the Border City Radio Podcast at bordercityradio.com.
This week's Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, the song is by a band called Hot Leg, which is an English glam rock band. It's led by former The Darkness frontman Justin Hawkins. The tune is entitled Gay in the 80s. Hot Legs.
That's a Rod Stewart tune, too, isn't it?
Not that particular one. You like that? No, one of those cats let one rip big
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
It's killing me, unless you did that when you walked by.
Oh, that's a small cat. He's got a gas problem. She's wow. got a gas problem.
You said it, sister.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's something. And that's what I recall from having pets, too. Because I think the cats farts. And dogs, they all smell the same. Wow.
I know.
Cat food. Flatulence. Tech Talk on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. And this week in tech, it's all about the iPad.
So, yeah, it's everywhere. Like, it's funny how many people I ran into who talked to me. Are you getting an iPad? Are you getting an iPad? People who are just totally techno unsavvy.
It's never about did you see it or did you, you know, what do you think about it? It's are you getting it? Right. Are you getting the iPad?
Right.
Of course. Of course we're getting the iPad. Why wouldn't we? Actually, honestly, if there's an easy, cheap way to get it, would be really cool. But I would really dig one, but second generation. Not this one.
I agree 100%.
I'll wait till the camera's in it and the 3G network is built into all of them rather than having to order. Because you know what they'll do? And now only $4.99, the original price of the iPad now has 3G. That's what they're going to do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Because there's students and...
And I sent you something, though, that you can't even use your SIM card? Is that the case?
You can't use your SIM card out of your iPhone because...
Why?
The SIM card that's in the iPad is a micro SIM card.
It's the unbelievable.
Little teeny
that's
tiny...
That's the little scam that they get away with. That's the scam. That you can't use it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a bigger device. There's more than enough room for a SIM slot in that thing. Obviously, they put a regular SIM slot in an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. There's obviously the reason for that is... But then I think the best thing to do is can you get a mini SIM card that goes into a adapter for your iPhone and then use for both? But I guess that's not really possible.
You'd have to talk to your carrier and say, I want a micro SIM card.
Yeah.
What?
Ain't gonna happen. Yeah, they don't have that available. What's that all about?
Exactly. You're not going to be able to get that. So second generation, I agree, for that reason. And... you think they're going to put a camera in there? Probably. Eventually they'll put a camera.
I can't believe that there's not a camera in it. That's just incredible to me that there's not a camera in there.
But the iPod Touch doesn't have a camera either.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they have their reasons, but I can pretty much guarantee you that the next version will have a camera in it.
That's like saying you can guarantee the next version of the iPod Touch will have a camera in it.
Probably will.
Now you're saying probably will.
But the thing about the iPod Touch, though, is you're still limited to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But a device that you can get internet everywhere should absolutely 100% have a camera in it because anywhere you are, you should be able to web conference.
So that'll be the deal. 3G iPads will have the cameras and the Wi-Fi.
Maybe that'll be it. Just like the phones have the, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because basically the iPad is a big iPod Touch.
But the unfortunate thing is that we have to wait for that. You know what I mean? How long have we got to wait? Like a year?
Probably a year, yeah.
Yeah.
And by then you'll be tired of your iPhone or whatever.
Your first generation iPad and have to sell it.
Well, those people too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be tired of that as well.
So will you get one before? And then upgrade, or are you gonna? Would you wait, or are you not gonna get one at all?
No, because like I say, it's a big iPod Touch to me. That's what it looks like. There's not, there's nothing really distinguishing this iPad from the iPod Touch other than the screen.
I think it's great for student.
Yeah,
I think it's great for traveling.
Yeah,
and I think it's great for book readers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool for bedside.
Yeah,
and then you know,
gamers.
Yeah, I suppose gamers too. Then again, a lot of gamers have the small little things that's really convenient that are just small. This is a bit bigger of a contraption, but still obviously cooler for games because of its size and, you know, its display and whatnot. But I tend to sometimes think that very portable is the best for gaming. You know, really small, like the little Game Boys are and stuff, you know, and the little with PSP things or whatever they are. You know what I mean? They're pretty small things.
You don't think that if you had like a 3-monitor setup with a joystick?
Well, of course, it's all the best. But I think a lot of gamers like to, you know, mobile gamers like a small thing, I think. But you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's hard to say exactly, but it's I think it's... It's pretty cool for the most part. It's something that I want, but I do not need.
I think that's what a lot of people are looking at it as. It's a cool little device that does fit in between my iPhone or my iPod Touch and my laptop.
I think the people that don't have a laptop
should get one.
It's just incredible for them. You know?
If you're going to get a netbook and you don't have one, this is probably a good idea to get one of those.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the people that would actually have bought a netbook and could have got the iPad.
Yeah.
Netbooks are just, like Steve says.
Not good at anything.
No.
They're not really good at anything.
No. They're as cheap as they are for a reason.
Exactly. I think that the lowest priced iPad is being subsidized by the people who go ahead and buy a G4 version. I was listening to an article or a podcast sometime this week, and the chip that they're using in the iPad for 3G or even in any phone, it's less than $5.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging another $130 for, you know, obviously they're not just paying for the part, but there is some engineering that goes in there. But still, from $5 to $130,
mm-hmm.
lots of profit, and those people are subsidizing the cost of the cheapest one. Because the $499 one probably costs around $499 to make, you know, whatever. It's way closer to the real price. Whereas, you know, the one that has the 3G and it's got the 64 gigabyte solid state drive, that one is, you know, they're going to make more money on those. Mm-hmm. There's a bigger profit margin on those. Anything else you want to say in tech talk this morning?
No, just go to apple.com/iPad and check the thing out.
And meanwhile, the iPad, oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
The iPad name is, it's taken. They're just crashing in on the iPad name. We're going to get it from Fujitsu owns it.
Fujitsu owns it.
Fujitsu owns the name iPad.
Oh, why? How? Why did they call it that then? What are you talking about?
Fujitsu has a product, I forget, and they're in conjunction with something else that was...
So how did they get away with this? Is there going to be a lawsuit?
There's going to be a suit, yeah, of course. There might not even be a
suit. Why wouldn't they talk to him beforehand then?
They may have, and their conditions were a little harsh, and I said, screw it, we'll just deal with this after we
And we'll just call that anyway.
We're going to call this that, and then based on the what happens with it...
What if they have to change the name?
That is very unlikely. The same thing happened with...
Double D.
With iPhone. Apple didn't own the name iPhone.
No.
Cisco had the name iPhone trademarked. They didn't actually have a product, though, I don't think.
Right.
They just trademarked the name. And so I think that's how Apple got away with it. So I think Apple paid them X millions of dollars, and then it just all went away, which is probably what's going to happen here with the Fujitsu thing, unless they stick by their guns and they think that the iPad name is something that is worth fighting for. It's abrupt.
It's time for the Jabber Quote. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of, ooh, I have to watch what I say.
Rainbow flags.
Rainbow flags. Next time you're in a gay parade and you need a rainbow flag, go to Steve and Larry. They're on the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. Visit them on the web at stevenlarrys.com.
This week's Jabber Quote is by Woody Allen.
Okay.
And it goes like this. Bisexuality immediately doubles your chances for a date on Saturday night.
That's right. Your possibilities have opened wide.
No pun intended.
Maybe. Woody had some interesting sexual habits, that's for sure.
Yeah, he liked little Chinese girls.
Vietnamese, I think.
Yeah, was that what she was?
I believe was it not the daughter of their housemaid or whoever?
It was... his wife's daughter, his stepdaughter, is what it was. That's who she was. Yeah, Sue me or something.
Fook you and fook me.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the helper job. Construction helper.
Okay.
Yes.
Your name, please?
My name is Jack. Taurus.
And how many years experience do you have?
Several. I have several.
All right, the position has been filled, but we're taking names and phone numbers in case.
Okay, well, take mine because I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to me, on the last site I worked on, these guys started to become very offensive toward me and throwing bricks and blocks down on top of me, and I don't go that way. You know what I'm saying?
They started throwing things at
me? Yes, because of certain reasons. You know, I used to wear little shorts on the job and whatnot, and they would fire bricks and little pipes and bottles of beer at me and whatnot.
Yeah. All right, let me have your phone number.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you fit me in there, and I swear it'll go well.
Okay, you available right away?
Well, it depends on my schedule. I'm a busy dancer as well. Now, what's this with the plastic? I see plastic. What do you mean plastic?
Plasterer.
Oh, well, it says plastic here because I was good at that. I used to wrap my friends in plastic and beat them with a stick for a nightclub gig. Oh, it was great.
All right, your phone number?
Okay, it's 2-7839.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
A little bit of Jerky Boys there in the show today. And just to let you know what's coming up next week on the show, and that's the pretending show. We might not even have a show. It'll be pretend.
We are going to pretend to have a Jabbercast.
What is pretending? Does a child look at pretending differently than an adult? And do adults even pretend? What are some of the differences between pretending, kidding, and even lying? And that's February 7th show.
Wow.
Show number 8,000.
What?
No, we've done a lot of shows in the Jabbercast. This has been going on for years.
It sure has.
We've been podcasting for years.
October 2005.
Wow.
This is when we started the Easy Mac show.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
In October.
Yeah. That's all, actually? No, it was a little longer than that.
No, that's it.
That's quite a while back, though, I gotta say.
Yes, sir.
When we rekindled our flame.
Whoa.
So anyway, there you have the gay show.
Yeah, that was went way better than I thought it would. Too bad about Nice Cast, though. It sucks ass.
Yeah, the radio's been turning off and on, and we have no idea why exactly.
I think the radio stays on. It's just our connection goes away.
Yeah, that's all. I think it's got something to do with your connection here. I'm going to have to assume it's that.
Okay.
But who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
So we'll see everybody next week for the pretending show.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.